Household number 12, from chapter 10, Science of Being. The title of the paragraph is Uses of Suffering. It is easier to desire truth than to rid oneself of error. Mortals may seek the understanding of Christian Science, but they will not be able to glean from Christian Science the facts of being without striving for them. This strife consists in the endeavor to forsake error of every kind and to possess no other consciousness but good. The paragraph preceding this paragraph gives a background which is as follows. The topic is saving the inebriate. Man's wisdom finds no satisfaction in sin, since God has sentenced sin to suffer. The necromancy of yesterday foreshadowed the mesmerism and hypnotism of today. The drunkard thinks he enjoys drunkenness, and you cannot make the inebriate leave his besottedness until his physical sense of pleasure yields to a higher sense. Then he turns from his cups, as the startled dreamer who wakens from an incubus incurred through the pains of distorted sense. A man who likes to do wrong, finding pleasure in it and refraining from it only through fear of consequences, is neither a temperate man nor a reliable religionist. Next paragraph, Uses of Suffering, has text prior to the quoted in the 39 paragraphs, but it's good as an introduction. The sharp experiences of belief in the supposititious life of matter, as well as our disappointments and ceaseless woes, turn us like tired children to the arms of divine love. Then we begin to learn life in divine science. Without this process of weaning, canst thou by searching find out God? That's a quote from the Bible. Canst thou by searching find out God? And that's a question mark. It is easier to desire truth than to rid oneself of error. Mortals may seek the understanding of Christian Science, but they will not be able to glean from Christian Science the facts of being without striving for them. This strife consists in the endeavor to forsake error of every kind and to possess no other consciousness but good. John Sinton's scientific analysis is as follows. The demand for regeneration, which comes from the spiritual idea, is imperative. Sin is the basic error, deviation from the divine order. Return to the divine order is salvation. The handling of sin is what saves the sinner and enables him to make a change of base. This is therefore more fundamental than healing the sick. Whereas the sick man readily yields his discord or suffering, the sinner has to reach that stage where desire for good and self-immolation override the opposite attraction of physical sense. Until this stage is reached and right decisions based on experience become permanent in the understanding, we cannot claim to be safe. The most sensitive phase of demonstration is that one which immediately follows the stage where healing appears to have been accomplished. To guard against this, man must behold himself or his fellow man embrace in divine love alone. Then we begin to learn life in divine science. Hence the marginal heading, which is Uses of Suffering. The facts of being have to be striven for and merited. Unselfed love, rising progressively to self-immolation, is the way that wins through to victory in this warfare with self. Following is a repeat of what was just read. The topic is saving the inebriate. Man's wisdom finds no satisfaction in sin, since God has sentenced sin to suffer. The necromancy of yesterday foreshadowed the mesmerism and hypnotism of today. The drunkard thinks he enjoys drunkenness, and you cannot make the inebriate leave his besottedness until his physical sense of pleasure yields to a higher sense. Then he turns from his cups, as the startled dreamer who wakens from an incubus incurred through the pains of distorted sense. A man who likes to do wrong, finding pleasure in it and refraining from it only through fear of consequences, is neither a temperate man nor a reliable religionist. Next paragraph, uses of suffering, has text prior to the quoted in the 39 paragraphs, but it's good as an introduction. The sharp experiences of belief in the supposititious life of matter, as well as our disappointments and ceaseless woes, turn us like tired children to the arms of divine love. Then we begin to learn life in divine science. Without this process of weaning, canst thou by searching find out God? That's a quote from the Bible. Canst thou by searching find out God? And that's a question mark. It is easier to desire truth than to rid oneself of error. Mortals may seek the understanding of Christian science, but they will not be able to glean from Christian science the facts of being without striving for them. This strife consists in the endeavor to forsake error of every kind and to possess no other consciousness but good. John Sinton's scientific analysis is as follows. The demand for regeneration, which comes from the spiritual idea, is imperative. Sin is the basic error, deviation from the divine order. Return to the divine order is salvation. The handling of sin is what saves the sinner and enables him to make a change of base. This is therefore more fundamental than healing the sick. Whereas the sick man readily yields his discord or suffering, the sinner has to reach that stage where desire for good and self-immolation override the opposite attraction of physical sense. Until this stage is reached and right decisions based on experience become permanent in the understanding, we cannot claim to be safe. The most sensitive phase of demonstration is that one which immediately follows the stage where healing appears to have been accomplished. To guard against this, man must behold himself or his fellow man embrace in divine love alone. Then we begin to learn life in divine science. Hence the marginal heading, which is uses of suffering. The facts of being have to be striven for and merited. Unselfed love, rising progressively to self-immolation, is the way that wins through to victory in this warfare with self. Here's another repeat of the same. The topic is saving the inebriate. Man's wisdom finds no satisfaction in sin, since God has sentenced sin to suffer. The necromancy of yesterday foreshadowed the mesmerism and hypnotism of today. The drunkard thinks he enjoys drunkenness, and you cannot make the inebriate leave his besottedness until his physical sense of pleasure yields to a higher sense. Then he turns from his cups, as the startled dreamer who wakens from an incubus incurred through the pains of distorted sense. A man who likes to do wrong, finding pleasure in it and refraining from it only through fear of consequences, is neither a temperate man nor a reliable religionist. Next paragraph, uses of suffering, has text prior to the quoted in the 39 paragraphs, but it's good as a introduction. The sharp experiences of belief in the supposititious life of matter, as well as our disappointments and ceaseless woes, turn us like tired children to the arms of divine love. Then we begin to learn life in divine science. Without this process of weaning, canst thou by searching find out God? That's a quote from the Bible. Canst thou by searching find out God? And that's a question mark. It is easier to desire truth than to rid oneself of error. Mortals may seek the understanding of Christian science, but they will not be able to glean from Christian science the facts of being without striving for them. This strife consists in the endeavor to forsake error of every kind and to possess no other consciousness but good. John Sinton's scientific analysis is as follows. The demand for regeneration, which comes from the spiritual idea, is imperative. Sin is the basic error, deviation from the divine order. Return to the divine order is salvation. The handling of sin is what saves the sinner and enables him to make a change of base. This is therefore more fundamental than healing the sick. Whereas the sick man readily yields his discord or suffering, the sinner has to reach that stage where desire for good and self-immolation override the opposite attraction of physical sense. Until this stage is reached and right decisions based on experience become permanent in the understanding, we cannot claim to be safe. The most sensitive phase of demonstration is that one which immediately follows the stage where healing appears to have been accomplished. To guard against this, man must behold himself or his fellow man embraced in divine love alone. Then we begin to learn life in divine science. Hence, the marginal heading, which is uses of suffering. The facts of being have to be striven for and merited. Unselfed love, rising progressively to self-immolation, is the way that wins through to victory in this warfare with self. My reason for such an intense interest in these paragraphs that have been read and repeated is due to their generic value. No matter what the problem is, this applies very well. The end.